This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle within us the fire of your love. Take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and souls, our very bodies, and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Please be seated. In a 1989 novel by John Irving called A Prayer for Owen Meany, there are many conversations between Owen and a friend of his named John. And John is not quite sure he can believe in a God that he doesn't see, and Owen has many conversations with him about that. So there's one scene where they're in a playground, and there's a statue in the playground of a woman, and it's twilight, so it's getting darker and darker, and just then it gets dark, and Owen and John have this conversation. Owen says, "John, even though the statue can't be seen, do you know it's still there?" John says, "Of course I know. You have no doubt she's there." "Of course, I have no doubt. But you can't see her. You could be wrong." "No, I'm not wrong. She's there. I know she's there." "You absolutely know she's there, even though you can't see her." "Yes," says John. And Owen says, "Well, now you know how I feel about God. I can't see God, but I absolutely know God is there." Last summer, I had an opportunity to go out to Whidbey Island off the coast of Seattle to visit some friends. And the day that I got there, it was clear. And I understand that was not the norm out there. But we get to my friend's house, and we were out on the back terrace, and I looked, and across Puget Sound, you could see Mount Rainier towering above the horizon majestically. It was beautiful. Well, the next 2 days, it was really, really cloudy, and I started to hear the locals saying, "The mountain's not out today." And then it got clear again before I left, and they were saying, "Look, the mountain's out." On the cloudy days, we still knew Mount Rainier was there, even though we couldn't see her. On that first Easter night, 10 of the disciples were hoping to see someone they couldn't see any longer, but were hoping was still there. They were hoping they could believe the rumors that the women had said. They were in that upper room, and they were panicked. They were terrified. They were grieving. They were traumatized over this brutal crucifixion that they had gone through. Can you imagine what that would have been like? Their fear, their love of Christ, drew them together in that room for comfort, for reassurance, and for safety. It was a self-imposed lockdown, if you will. And into the locked chambers of their fearful hearts, and literally into the locked room, they start to feel a presence. And then Jesus the Christ is there, right before them. And what does he say? First thing, "Peace I give to you." This is the same day of the resurrection. How could he do that? And then a week later, Christ would visit again to reassure Thomas, who only wanted to see the Lord like everybody else had seen, with his own eyes. That's all he was asking for. So Jesus invited him to touch his side, to touch his hands. And I don't want to miss the part. There's a way of looking at this touching his side where, remember, when the soldiers pierced the side, what came out? Water and blood. The way to look at that, one way to look at that is that the water and the blood that came out signifies new life now. Just the way we had this water and blood in our births, every one of us. As ugly and gross it might be to think about, that's how we all came into birth, this new birth, in blood and in water. And that's what came out of Jesus' side. So Thomas touches his side. New life, new awareness, new birth. And now, as Christ taught them and has been showing all of humankind the way of love, this way of love across the centuries, there were three ways that he told them in his very presence that night and the week later about how to do that in the world. First of all, what does he start with? He starts with peace. Peace. And forgiveness. Remember what he said on the cross? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Even after this horrific murder, he's saying peace, peace. We are always to begin in the knowledge and love of God in Christ in peace. Solid in that relationship. That's our foundation. Secondly, he says, I send you as the Father has sent me. It's pretty powerful. I send you out as the Father has sent me. And this message is for us as well. We're to go out into our everyday lives and live this Easter as a verb, like Marty taught us on Easter morning. To live it out, expressing our spiritual gifts. All of them. As we've been taught in our spiritual gifts class these past 6 weeks, and also how much we are loved, deeply loved in that way. And if you think that this going and sending out are only for certain people who have earned it or been good enough or kind enough or showed God's love enough, God doesn't send the equipped. God equips the sent. I didn't write that. I can't remember where I read it, but I love it. God doesn't send the equipped. God equips the sent. And we're all sent, all of us. Hear these words of Brian McLaren spoken as if he were there in that upper room, and I quote, "And from that night we learned something about this uprising in Christ. It isn't just for brave people, but for scared people like us, who are willing to become brave. It isn't just for believers, but for doubters too, like Thomas, who want to believe despite their skepticism. And it isn't just for good people, but for flawed people, like you and me and Thomas and Peter. Go, as the Father has sent me, so I send you." So now we've got peace and forgiveness, and now we're told to go, to go. Lastly, he says, "I give you the Holy Spirit," and he breathes on them. The commentators think that this word in Greek, emphysio, is very similar to its use in two other ways in the Old Testament, just two. In the creation story in the book of Genesis, where God breathed life into humankind. And then in Ezekiel, when the breath came and made alive them dry bones, if you remember that. It's the same word. Jesus breathed on them. This breath, again, of new life, right? Born again. If you listen to our colic this morning, I was struck by the words in here where it says, "Grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith." That's what we're called to do when we're sent out, to share these spiritual gifts, to nurture our nature and to nurture all of creation. To nurture all of creation. So now for us, we go in peace and forgiveness as our foundation. We are sent, so we are to go out with the very breath of God within us. Every time we take a breath, that can remind us. Inspiration, spirare, spirit, it's all the same root word. And so now we do that with new eyes. And we may think that we can't see Christ, but we can. And we are supposed to see Christ not only in one another, but especially in the least of these. Remember? Jesus said, "There I'll be in the least of these." Coursing through not only the least of these, but through each and every one of us. As we give of ourselves in love and ministry, you'll check out many ways that we're already doing that here in our ministry fair, and ways that you too can be, if you're so led, if it matches your own leadings for your spiritual gifts. And my sisters and brothers, we are called to notice Christ in all of creation on this Earth Sunday. About 10 years ago, I stood right here and gave a sermon, 10 years ago now, about the emergency situation on the planet. And I was a nurse in a former life, it feels like now. And I don't use the word emergency lightly. It is life and death. And we can know that. And I'm sure all of us get weary of hearing the doomsday stuff. And so I have a present for you. I ran across a website called GRIST. Like grist for the mill, G-R-I-S-T, grist.org. And in that website, it's been around for, the guy founded GRIST 20 years ago. I don't know how long it's been a website, but he talks about all of the innovative ways that people are making a difference. And when you go online, you'll see they have something called 50 GRIST for 2019. They do this every year. And they've picked out 50 people that are really making a difference in this momentum and building up for a positive change. And they're doing it in concrete ways. It's very inspiring. When you start feeling down, read it. You'll see ways in which you can also be helpful. And these are young people. These are like 20s, 30s, 40s mainly. And the list that I looked at, maybe one that might have been my age. They're innovators, architects, young people with PhDs and land use planners, and they are brilliant, and they're just doing it, and it's fantastic and inspiring. They are nurturing their own spiritual gifts as they nurture nature in the outer. Christ can be seen everywhere. As I was teaching sacred studies over at the school, I used to ask them every once in a while, you can go ahead and put it up. I used to ask them every once in a while to draw a picture for me of God. And usually I would get a scene of nature. And these are little kids, like kindergarten. And nature was usually what they would draw. They know. So this picture was drawn by little Lauren, probably 20 years ago. I laminated it. I have it in my office. And the Jesus label wasn't on there when she drew it. So she brought it over to me, and she was excited. And she said, okay, I drew God. And I said, well, tell me about it. And so she said, well, those are friends of Jesus there under the tree. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, what is that? Is that the sun? And she looked at me like I was from another planet. She said, well, no, that's Jesus. We had not been talking about the light of the world. We had not been talking about Jesus saying, you are the light of the world. She just knew. She just knew. Our true nature within us, through us, and among us is grounded in peace of Christ and in forgiveness. And we are sent by our Creator to nurture our nature in every way. And we can know that we go with the breath, the very breath of God. Amen.
Amen.